Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I can understand why churches are filled at Christmas time. Even though people sometimes just come out that one Sunday or Christmas Eve for the year, I understand it. Because Christmas is all about blessings and singing. And who doesn't like to be blessed and to sing? We see that in these wonderful verses of the New Testament when Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth. And the minute she arrives, she's blessed and she's blessed and she's blessed. First, Elizabeth says, "You're blessed." And then she says, "And the baby's blessed." And then I think with a nudge to her husband Zechariah, and those of you who know the story will understand it, when she says, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by her Lord." Now, I'll explain that to some of you. Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband, was a priest. He talked about faith all the time. He handled sacred things all the time. He spoke of a transcendent God all the time. And when the angel Gabriel came to Zechariah, this is right before he came to Mary, and he told him the wonderful news that his barren wife Elizabeth was going to conceive and bear a child, what did Zechariah say? He sees an angel in front of him. He's a holy man. He's in the temple. He said, "Not going to happen. There is no way. It is biologically impossible." And so the angel Gabriel struck him with holy laryngitis. Now, I can tell you, being a preacher type, that the worst thing in the world for me is to lose my voice. I like to talk, and talk a lot. And I think that's with every preacher, they love to speak. And so Gabriel said, "Ah, you don't believe? You can't talk until this baby is born." So here's Zechariah, who had everything to gain by the angel's announcement, wouldn't believe it. What was there to lose to believe it? His wife would be respected again. They would have joy in their home, and he didn't believe it. But Mary, the mother of Jesus, had everything to lose by the angelic announcement. You would think that God could have waited until the woman was married and it would be respectable. You would think God could wait a few months until Mary and Joseph tied the knot so that there would be no questions asked. But usually when God blesses, it's very different from what we consider blessing. We consider blessing if we have a new house, if we have a new car, if we have clothes on our back that are nice, if we have a beautiful kids or jobs. That's what we consider blessing. But that's not the way God blesses. And so the blessing that he gave to Mary was really a mixed blessing. She'd have to explain why she was pregnant and not married. She'd have to explain that, well, you know, an angel came and talked to me, and I could just hear her parents and the townspeople now. Even Joseph wasn't really convinced till an angel came to him. And yet she was blessed because she believed God's promise. And I believe that the other blessing is that she realized that this child was not for her. She didn't say, "I'm so thrilled I'm having this baby for me." She said this child was going to bless the world. It is said that William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, in one sermon at Christmas Eve, the Christmas Eve sermon was one word, and the word was others. That we are blessed when we bless others. and Mary understood that. I hope that this Christmas season, we can be a blessing, and that we can bring song and joy and peace to others. You know, there's enough darkness in this world. We need to be the light. There's enough cynicism in this world. We need to be the optimists. There's enough put-downs in this world we need to lift up by our words. There's enough shaming and condemnation we need to embrace. In other words, we need to bring Jesus, as Mary did, to bless those around us. Let us be the Christmas story this week. Let's bring blessing and music everywhere we go. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that we have had today, from the story of the galaxy heroes, to the little children's voices, to the high schoolers singing your praises, to the beauty of this place. We have been indeed blessed, and we ask that we would now bring blessing everywhere we go this week, that we bring Christmas joy to a dark world. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.